I felt like I was overhearing a strap meeting the devil was having. I just heard the talking, and I knew when I heard the talking it's definitely not God's plans. But I just listened, and I kept hearing very repeatedly he said, get them to agree with what I said. Get them to agree with what I say.
To agree?
Get them to agree with what I say. And then I could see, as I was listening to that over and over and over, he was like drilling his, whatever you call them, demons. I could see all over the country the enemy is seeking to build strongholds. And when I looked at the strongholds, they're small. They're like in the beginning stages. It looked like the strongholds were... It looked like it was alive and moving, but it was moving with words. It looked like bricks that are moving with words. They're made out of words. I've never seen a stronghold before. I've never seen it like this. But anyway, bricks... The words like fear and anxiety and worry and depression and anger and, you know, whatever. And it really looked like the devil is seeking to establish strongholds all over as much as he can. And I wasn't happy with that, and I thought, I need to see more than that. It was a long while until we started to worship more than I saw. It's so awesome. The kingdom of God is established on earth through worship. So the worship is pulling it down. The kingdom of God, His government, His righteousness, His justice, the revival, the blueprints, everything that He desires to do, we pull it down through worship. And I saw it. In pulling it down, it was dissolving the strongholds of the enemy, and it was establishing strongholds of worship. I heard the word strongholds of worship. It was
stronghold
awesome.
Of worship.
And then it was another while I'm watching this happen, and I can see them built all over the country. And then I just saw this lining up of soldiers. There's an army, but it was so... awesome. As they were lining up one by one, it was almost like ceremonial. That was in a slow procession kind of. It was amazing. But for every soldier, there was a row of angels behind that soldier. It was amazing. For every soldier, there was at least 100 angels behind them. So as another one lines up, and another one lines up, and another one. So that's 100. That's 200. That's 300. That's 400.
Lord,
but it was as they were lining up, the angels were there. I could see them.
The angels were there.
Yeah, I could
as
see
the worshippers
them.
Were lining
as the worship,
up.
Worshippers were lining up. So I think that's like
a call to arms.
Another part to
what you say
on Friday.
Waking up the
worshippers. We've got to again, same thing. Wake up the worshippers.
GPW documents to wake up the worshippers.
But I could hear, and it's very easy to repeat the plans of the enemy. Get Christians to agree with what I'm saying.
That I saw as we were worshiping, I saw a scroll. It's almost like what do you call those rods for that you the metatic? Like one of those. It was being rolled, a staff was being rolled up, and it was just drawing down like a parchment from heaven. You want to call it that? And I was using the Lord's plans that were being downloaded.
Yeah, you've seen the same thing.
You know what the
song
represents? It's your calling. Your anointing.
Everyone stands up in their calling.
Everyone, you stand up. When you put your calling above your head.
Well, that's the soldiers.
No, below your head.
They're lining up.
You've got to go above your brain.
It's there.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It's quite heavy. To get above your head, your thinking. And so when we lift it up in worship, God's purpose has come down.
Yeah, the strong ones were first built they were seeking to build those little strongholds that I saw over the country. I first saw it in Christians. The devil seeks to establish his word, which is his strongholds, in us. Because if he can get us to agree with second heaven plans, it'll be established in us because we're Christians.
Where does the strongholds start?
In our mind. I saw it starts in the mind with the words that he speaks. And it's always words of fear, and it's words of what if, and discouragement, and all those, you know those words. We're listening to the devil too much. Well, basically it's the voice of fear that talks and says, what? Media, I think especially a major one is Facebook. People, Christians just spread it like this. Gruesome stuff that, like ISIS is doing. We know that they're doing, and yes, the word must go out, but we need to see what God is doing. We're focusing too much on the darkness of it. Because, I mean, the Bible is very clear. We know Christians will be persecuted. This is reality. It will happen. But our response must be one of, but this is what God says. This is how we must worship. This is what we must declare. This is how we pull down the kingdom of God from heaven on earth as we align our hearts with heaven. We need to align not with the darkness. We need to align with light. It's the only way can actually overcome the darkness. It's light overcome darkness.
Come to rob us of our worship. God will take care of ISIS when we take care of our responsibility, which is to worship and glorify God. This is the time for us to worship, not to be discussing ISIS. This is the time to worship Him in spirit and truth, not to be focusing and forwarding messages about what ISIS is doing. We should be worshiping God and declaring what the Lord has said, what the Lord has done, and what the Lord is going to do in our countries, in our cities, in our nation. ISIS is not taking over our nation. ISIS is not able to take over our nation unless we as the Christians agree with them. So Father, we thank you right now that you are helping us to keep our eyes firmly focused on you, on your purpose and your plans for this nation. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that your plans will go viral, your purpose will go viral, and worship will become viral. In Jesus' name, amen.